Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There is so much to cover when it comes to the protest you've heard about. Portland, Oregon turned deadly. And now in Kenosha, they don't want the president to visit there. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Paul Violas, who is a law enforcement and security analyst with CBS. Paul, welcome back to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Part of your background is that you've studied these kind of things and you understand. So as we're hearing and being reported from Portland, is a group of the president's supporters drove through this protest and it turned deadly.
Yes. Well, you know what? I wish I could say that we're in the late stages of this, but unfortunately we're not. What we're seeing is what was anticipated some 60 days ago, and we talked about it on KDKA, and we talked about it several times with respect to the foreseeability of vigilantism and the need for different groups to feel that they needed to step up and do something. And you started to see this in Kenosha, believe it or not, with the young man that felt that he needed to take action. You're seeing it now in Portland and other cities where different groups are standing up, predominantly now right-side groups, radical right-side groups are stepping up saying, you know what, listen, if the police aren't going to be able to do it, we're going to do it. And guys, I have to tell you, this is something we simply cannot let continue in this country.
I agree. We can't let this continue. And is it a result of politicians on both sides? Well, the Democrats did not condemn the violence for a very long period of time, even during their convention. President Trump has talked tough, I mean, at points. But is this a breakdown in community relations with law enforcement, or is this the fact that nobody has condemned the violence on both sides?
The problem, Kevin, is the fact that, yes, it's a public administration issue or a lack thereof. And when you have incidences like this, you need to address them appropriately from the very, very beginning. What happened and why Portland set a bad tone is because they took a hands-off approach, as did Minneapolis, as did so many other cities. And then you allow violence to fester. You set the mark to say that it's acceptable to do A, B, and C. A, B, and C means let them burn the police station. It's okay. It's just a building. Let them burn that part. Give them this part of the city. You simply can't do that because now, in the infinite wisdom of the public officials in Portland, they're turning around and saying, well, now we need to take a tougher stance. Look, you can't reel that back in. The genie's already out of the bottle. To answer your question, and from a public administration standpoint, we're going to have a very difficult time in all of these cities to get control of this because we've allowed it to grow to this point.
The problem, as I see it, Paul, in a lot of cases, is it is political. It absolutely is, with one side blaming the other rather than coming together to try to at least find a way to broker peace. Now, we have, on the other hand, had many peaceful rallies, but it seems like more and more they're turning deadly and violent.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is political. It has turned political. And no one is without blame on this side, the right side or the left side. What we're finding is, you know, both that right side and left side are spending far more time here using this as a platform and a speech than getting down in the weeds and fully admitting to the problems that we have and then addressing them with the appropriate people, but not. They're grandstanding. And that grandstanding is leaving the American people, the citizens of this city, that are actually paying taxes. They're the ones that are left here in the lurch where that their safety is blatantly compromised.
Well, you have a lot of these protests have grown and grown and grown. When you're not putting your foot down, the vigilantes take over, like you had said, on both sides.
Right.
There is video of some police officers talking to certain vigilante groups. Why wouldn't a police officer or a police force just tell them, leave, go away, go home?
It depends on the orders they're given. Kevin, I'm going to have to tell you something. A lot of people don't know this. Now, look, you guys, you know I'm a big fan of Allegheny County. I mean, you guys have a great operation there. But that's really, unfortunately, that's not consistent around the rest of the country. And the answer to your question is because police don't necessarily make those decisions, even though you would think they do. That comes from above them. So whether it's the sheriff or the police chief, whether it's the head of state police, whoever it is, they're going to report to somebody, and that person is a civilian. So in these particular cities, they're getting their use of force directive from town councils, city managers, and mayors that are telling their hands off or what they can and can't do. For example, the quote that I consistently use, right? Let them burn the police station, it's just a building. That is where we're falling down. We're letting this go too far. We have to take control now. And the optics, guys, I'm going to tell you, the optics are going to be ugly. But there's no alternative at this point.
Since the shooting in Kenosha last Sunday of Jacob Blake, 29, now appears he will be paralyzed but will survive. We've seen unprecedented moves this week, including professional sports leagues shutting down and demanding to get some kind of movement and get something going that would be substantial in terms of making change.
Agreed. But you know what's interesting about this, Larry? Okay, so don't play ball. All right, that's fine. You know, if that's what you feel you need to do. But then you're not doing anything. If you want to do something, then let's figure out what we need to do to correct this problem, not complain about it. Don't grandstand. Just get down in the weeds and understand what the problem is. And I'm going to tell you, seriously, I went through this at command staff when I was still on the job during the Rodney King incident. The only way we were able to really get into this is to dissect the problem, put money into what needed to be fixed to fix it, and to implement that. We are not even close. We've got everybody taking a stand, everybody making statements. We've got every athlete taking a knee, which you don't even want to take me there. And then we stand here having this conversation, and the public is still in jeopardy. They're losing, and all we have is a lot of rhetoric.
Yeah, a lot of rhetoric, and a lot of people do not feel safe. I mean, gun sales are through the roof. Permit background checks are through the roof. So law-abiding citizens feel that they have to defend their own house now more than ever. Is there a fear that they fear that police will just, you know, be defunded and everything? Will the exact opposite happen? Will more funds come to the police departments after cities realize the chaos that has ensued over the last few months?
Actually, no, Kevin, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, but let me explain why, though, to be very specific. Right now, we are down 63% in police applications across the country. We have no clue what that number is going to be as we hit January. We just don't have the bodies to put in the uniforms. People we just don't have the force there. And the biggest thing that you just brought up that is so important is that now these groups are taking it to the suburbs. They're walking down not Main Street. They're walking down side streets to protest, to wake up the country, so to speak. And you're going to leave the safety of the American people up to the American people. Guys, I don't have to spell out what that says, but I can just tell you right now, that's tragic. And I don't know how we come back from that one. We got to stop this now.
CBS law enforcement and security analyst Paul Viola, Center Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Paul, we appreciate, as always, your time. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.